Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. I'm your boy, Teddy J. It is the return. Man, I have not been here in the show, man, almost about a month now, man. So it's crazy, you know, just being back in the mix. But anyways, and, you know, we do it big on the show. You know, we just recently on TP3 Radio. It's actually launched. They're actually going to be on their own station now. So big ups to them. Big ups. Let me go ahead with my TPD Radio. Yes, they'll be doing their show Monday through Friday. So it's going to be a pretty big switch up. So yeah, definitely got to check them out. And they have, like I said, they have their own channel. You can find them. If you go to their Facebook fan page, that make it very easy. You can find everything out about them. Just go to facebook.com/TP3 Radio. Spelled exactly the way it sounds. All right, now, as far as today's show, go ahead and let y'all in on that. Because we got a pretty short show today. We're going to get straight to the point. On tonight's show, we're actually going to have a panel in which today's topic is about, you know, since it is the third annual Dusk Model Month, you know, we have to do something big every year with the show, with the site, everything that pertains to the modeling industry. Even though we do modeling industry stuff year-round, we make it a big focus and really make it a learning experience every July. So, pick up to that. All right, so go ahead and go into more about what today's topic. Today's topic is about, I'll entitle it, How Bad Do You Want to Model? And this has came to mind because, you know, yeah, y'all know me as far as like my very openness to people, how people can portray themselves in the modeling industry and whatnot is very key to the industry, because some people, you know, they'll believe that, hey, this is a model. But, you know, I pretty much make that very clear, my thought process on it. So actually one of the people that's online right now, I'm going to bring him on, because he's actually ties into this kind of, because he's actually, his magazine, which is Nipples Magazine, one of them, that was actually one of my first published for, articles in a magazine publication, and I say that, I mean, as an article that I actually wrote, so it is definitely great, and it was on social models versus real models. Yeah, definitely I go read it and see more about it. But in a nutshell, I was kind of going in on, you know, I know it's on Facebook, you know, there's people who always say I'm a model, or Twitter, I'm a model, but they don't do anything with it. And they're just doing it just to get, you know, just to have people say, oh, girl, you look good, man. You know, just to hear that instead of just, you know, people will still show you love in the end of the day. So don't have to take the fuck to get to that point. But hey, I got to read the article and know more about it. So definitely check that out. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines because I think that's two of my panelists there. So let's go ahead and see what we got. I'm going to put my money on it that my first panelist I have opened up is my boy Donald. Is that correct?
What's up, Sandy J?
What's up? Oh, man, it's finna get real. It's finna get real.
What's up, man? What's poppin'?
Not much, man. I'm glad to have you, man, especially on a topic like this. I'm definitely glad to have you on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Hopefully I can help you with this topic.
Oh, I think you can, because I remember we talked about this. We talked on the phone, and this topic, I think, if any day you should have came, today was the day.
right.
All right, we're going to shut another. We got another person online, 905. You're on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, what's up? Nueve zero cinco. All right, I'm going to leave that line open. No, I'm still speaking Spanish in case so they hear me. I said 905, so I'm going to give them some. I was speaking Spanish, so they might just be listening in. So I'll leave your line open just in case.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can say something. Maybe I can say something and make them pick up the phone.
Right. So then, first off, man, like I said, like today's topic is how bad you want to model. And I definitely wanted to bring you on, especially bring. I want to bring different entities into this topic. And you being a photographer, also being a multi-magazine publisher, you know, those are just a few of the things you do. And, you know, you come across, of course, especially when you're a photographer, you come across models all the time. Now, first off, I just want to get to the point of how do you know if a model is serious about their craft and they come to you? Because there'd be millions of people who would say, I want to take pictures, but how do you know that they're serious?
Well, actually, I know they're serious when they show up and how they show up, you know, because I talk to a lot of females, and they say, well, they're calling and ask you 100 questions. Where is your studio? What kind of camera you have? How long you been shooting? You know, are you published? You know, do you provide clothes? Do you provide makeup? You know, and I answer all the questions, and then some, they don't show up, and some, they do show up. So I know if they're serious about their craft when they show up.
So when they show up, how do you determine? Because some people can just be feeding you stuff, you know, just, hey, this sounds cool to ask them, but when I get there, I'm not going to really be as serious. How do you know? Once they get there, serious?
Okay. I have models that, okay, just say I have a couple of ladies, they'll come, and if I have to explain what quarter shots are, if I have to explain facial expression, I have to explain poses to them, they let me know that they're new, but they want to do it. If they take direction well, then I know that they're serious with their craft. But if it's a model that's been doing it for a while, all I have to do is just set up the camera and just shoot her. You know, that's how you can tell the real models from the fake models. And then a real model, she'll come with everything. She'll come with her hair, her nails, toes, the earrings, the jewelry. The fake models or the wannabe models, they'll come with the clothes and nothing else, and then want you to provide everything else. It's basically like they want you to make them. Really, and I'm just a photographer, you know, I'm shooting what I see and what I think will make them, but still they have to come with more, you know. But the models that are serious, they come with everything. That's really how I can tell, oh, okay, this girl, she ain't playing, you know what I mean? That's basically how I know.
Exactly. And yeah, I figured that because, I mean, like I said, I know someone's serious too. And, you know, some people, it's hard to tell. Like I said, it's some people that it's hard to read them right after that because they do everything right and they flatter you and all that, but then just magically, you know, drop the ball out of nowhere and then they continue dropping the ball. So that's one thing that always confuses me.
And another thing that gets me, like you were saying earlier, you know, they put their pictures on Facebook and get comments. But it's one thing to get comments, and it's another thing to actually sell a magazine or sell jewelry or to sell any type of product for a company. Because, you know, like, you know, I have several magazines, and I'll put a particular model on the cover, and she don't even get a download, you know. She don't get anything. Or I put another model on, and I can't even keep up with the sales, you know.
Exactly, yeah, because some people, and it's about pushing, too, like you said, because some people, you know, their fan base might not be as big, but it's all about you. Are you going to actually try? Now, hold on, let me see, I got... All right, 905 is back. I think that, and they got their hand up, so I think they are in the building. All right, 905, you're on the air on Life at Dusk, your boy Teddy J. What's up? Area code 905. All right, your line is open when you're ready to speak. All right, so... Yeah, like I said, that's just one of the things that that's always interesting, because especially, like you said, you have multiple publications, and I've seen, you know, and it's crazy, still to this day, I still notice some work that I haven't seen that you said was, like, old work, and I'm like, where was this shit? You know, that kind of stuff there. Like, I can't remember, like, the other day, you had some chick in,
Bob.
Yes, you had some chick, and I was like, oh, my God, so who is that? I don't remember you saying, like, yeah, I remember, I saw her, like, a long time ago, and I was just, like, tripping, and, like, how do you, like, as far as, like, I'm going to put you in the spot. How do you know it's going to be your most classic shoot? What's, like, your most classic shoots, like, some of the people that came through, and what's, like, the...
I think what blew me up, and I'm mad at myself, with images that I wish I had, there's a model by the name of Nina Blaze. She basically was one of the first models that I shot, and she, when I first started, she was like, well, you know, you got to do this, you got to do this. And from there, I just, TFCD, I started shooting a lot of models. TFP, TFCDs, a couple of them that, Sasha Cream, you know, I enjoyed that shoot. You know, I enjoyed that shoot so much, I invited another photographer to come in. Come and help me shoot. A couple of them, there's one, Natural Beauty, April Fraser, all of those are names. I shot her, woo, probably over 1,000-some images and 27 outfits, you know. I enjoyed her friend. She has another friend that's an older model. I like shooting her a lot. I can't even remember my name. Oh, Alaska. You know, a couple of them, man, I can name, you know, that I like this new chick, Lady Dime. I'm actually, she's probably going to beat me up when I say this. I'm actually trying to get her to do my OC series magazine, and it's a new publication, but she keeps telling me no, you know what I mean? I'm tired of everything, you know.
Put it on the blast,
Hey, man, hey. That's part of the business, you know. The chocolate, I put on front of Chocolate Bottom, it started selling again. I put on Nipples, it was selling. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to do this other one, Backside, and it's more,
yeah.
You know, each magazine is a different category, and Backside is all about, you know, the booty, you know, so I'm trying to put probably late on tonight or tomorrow I have that finished, you know.
Now, as far as my question about your magazines, too, like, how do you, like, as far as not just for you, too, like, I guess of your experience as far as, like, models going to different magazines, what's the best way for a model to get published in one?
I think, you know, I think what models need to do is know what type of magazine it is. And they need to know what type of images to send in to that magazine. You know, and they need to know what is a quality image or what kind of photographer they're dealing with. Because, like, when I started, I ain't gonna lie, I had a model, Sansa Ray, bless her heart. You know, when I first started, she wouldn't shoot with me because I was doing adult content, and then she was like, well, you got shadows in your pictures. So I had to learn I had to learn what she was talking about. And I get a lot of models sending me images saying that they're models.
Right. So how did you make that transition? This would be a learning experience for photographers here too. Like, how did you make that transition as far as adjusting to not having those shadows in your pictures and also getting better at editing? How did you make that transition? Hold on. Okay, let's see where I went for Donald. So, we'll try 905 again. 905, you're on the air. What's up? Nine zero five. fucking up. There goes the DZ. He's back in the building. All right, we got you back. We got you back. Let's see, is Donald again? Okay, what we going to do while we're waiting? This is we're gonna go to a quick music break. The song of the day is gonna be by my boy 100 Bands. This is his track, Nice and Slow. I check it out right here on Life at Dusk Live, and then we come back. We're chopping up some more on how bad do you want to model? And also, we open the lines too for everyone to call in if you want as well. 347-202-0389 and share some of your experiences and whatnot with us in the panel. Let's go.
From Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Seti J.
All right, we're back in the building. That was Nice and Slow with my boy 100 Bands. Y'all, I was showing some love, man. Definitely search for him on YouTube and check out some more of his music or whatnot. All right, we're going to go ahead and check the line, go to the lines. Remember to the end of today's topic for those of y'all that missed our shows before we got it is how bad do you want to model? And you know, just like I said, this whole topic is just inspired by the whole fact that I see this all the time. I see all the time people say, I wanna be a model, but it's the question is how serious are they? So I see we got another caller and that's from the 516. Who are we speaking to?
Penis.
Oh, this is from the 516. Okay, drop off. the middle of the earth. All right, let's see. Let's go to 757. You're on Life of the Dust. What's up?
Yeah, Sadie J, this is Mr. Ronald Brockett from Gambit Management.
Oh, man. It's the powerhouse man himself. What's up? What's up?
What's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Not much. I see my other panelists back in the building. Donald, I got you back.
Hello?
Oh, man, it's crazy. So now I got two of my favorite people on at the same time. This is crazy. At the same time. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yes, so as far as you, man, and what is the realm of modeling that you focus in the most is management.
Right.
Now, I know that's got to be just like photography and doing people's hair and doing people's makeup. I know that has to be sometimes a pain in the neck. Like, first off, Beck, with your management group, how do you actually decide who you're going to represent and how do you know they're meant to have longevity in this industry?
Well, you know, Donald, you know, mentioned that loyalty is one, but one of the things that we primarily look at is what is the model themselves, or as I call them, you know, what are the client is doing, you know, themselves to further themselves in this game. I mean, it's not just simple, you know, for the models. It's not just simple, you know, someone's taking a picture of you and now you call yourself a model. It's not just that simple. You know, it takes a lot of work. You know, just like going to school, you do the basics, learn how to write, read, and all that. It's the same thing with modeling. You know, what are you doing individually yourself to excel, you know, yourself further and trying to build yourself a brand? I mean, everything today that we see on TV is brand identity. That's what it all
sounds
like.
I'm trying to cut you off. This sounds like a Gambit. This Gambit Management?
Yes,
yeah,
it
this is.
Is
Gambit Management.
I know the voice. All right. Okay. I know the voice. All right. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So at the end of the day, it's about, you know, building the brand, and it's, you know, of course, what pretty much what they're willing to do. I mean, you know, first of all, you can't just say, okay, you wake up today and say, I want to be a model and expect it, you know, just to all come to you just like that because you, you know, put that title on yourself. You know, what are you doing towards getting, you know, yourself there? I mean, what team do you have surrounding you? And what are you doing personally in your life besides, you know, the modeling thing, if things are not, you know, kicking off on all cylinders right now, you know, what's holding you down altogether? I mean, that's what's going to make a complete person, and that's what we look at. We look at all aspects of it, not just the business side, personal side as well, because if you don't have a clear personal mind to do this, then, you know, when it comes time to talking with the individuals, they're going to see that right off the bat.
Right, and one thing I would say about every all the time, a lot of people think that all models are dumb or whatnot, but, you know, one thing, and that's one thing I also look at myself too, as far as a multi-bar approach, a lot of them, you know, have either obtained a degree or have at least attended somewhat of formal education, and that's one thing a lot of people don't realize. A lot of these real successful models, they're really smart. They don't understand it. Like, a lot of them don't just look good. They actually got the paperwork to prove that, hey, I have the mind process to handle this too. And is that something that you kind of look at too as well? Because I know a lot of people say they do personality tests with some of these people.
I mean, yes, that has a little bit to do with it as well. I'm not going to, you know, take anything away from the education aspects of it, but, you know, I've also seen people who haven't had the education and still, you know, are very successful at it as well.
Right.
It's also pretty much how you are with networking. I mean, how do you feel about networking? If you don't, you know, if you're not willing to, you know, open your mouth and tell an individual what you want to do and what you're trying to do, and also, you know, taking a seat sometimes in the conversation to listen. I mean, it's a two-part thing. You know, talking, but then you also have to listen as well and see, you know, where do you fit? Where do you fit in? And where also are you trying to achieve your, you know, a final goal at the end of the day?
Exactly. And I definitely agree on that because I'm also, too, like I said, you know, I said formal education, too. You know, on that, it's about if you, or you're at least researching. Because, heck, I don't have, like, as far as, like, rare programming and stuff, it's not like I have a degree in that, but I just research it. So it's about knowing how to research. I have one crazy question to ask y'all, and actually each of y'all. What's like the worst? What's the worst thing that's happened to you as far as in dealing with the industry? What's one of the worst things that happened to you?
Oh, let me go first. the worst. Okay. I have a clique. I call it my cartel. I have about 60 people that I deal with. In this cartel, there's one joker that, I'm going to put it out there. He don't ID. And I had a situation where I photographed, matter of fact, I didn't even photograph the girl. She wanted to sing. So she ended up singing. I turned on to a company. The company got the girl a record deal. In less than 3 or 4 days, they offer her a deal. She sung, I put it on YouTube, and she danced. She danced to How Low Can You Go by Ludacris. I get a phone call in less than 24 hours saying, why you got my cousin on YouTube dancing to Ludacris? And I'm like, because she, you know, this is what she's trying to do. And they go, well, she's underage. I ain't gonna say what age was. She's underage. And I'm like, no, because I ID everybody. You know, she had the proper, she had the information, she filled out everything. I think, as a matter of fact, she had a social security card and everything. Then the next call I get is from the management company saying that, this girl is underage in the ward or the state. That's the worst thing that I think ever happened to me.
Hell yeah, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
You know,
that is pretty crazy.
Yeah, because that opened up the doors for, even though you have good intentions, you know, I just tell everybody from now on, any photographer, anybody in the industry, I don't care if it's adult or non-adult, get all the, get as much information as you can from the individual. I mean, ask for ID, passport. I mean, whatever they have, you need to get it because it protects you if the popo come to your door and they want to investigate or whatever, you know. And I tell you, you know, I hate to have to say this. I have a manager too. You know, don't trust everybody. You know, I want to cut, but, you know, this is the radio. Don't trust all these girls. You know, even the guys. Don't trust everybody that you deal with. You know, because some people will set you up and they know what's going on and they only give you half of the information. Just like some of the models, they'll give you half of the information and you gun ho helping them, and then you be the one have to catch the backlash. You know, I guess that's the worst thing that ever happened. I guess that can say, oh, I can say, I helped a model make $6,000 one time, and I was hurt at one point after a pair of phone bills. She laughed in my face. Well, then
yeah, I have to agree. Yeah, that was, I have to agree. That's definitely up there because I think that has to be probably up in the top five or craziest things that happened to anybody, period, on their show.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, just to, I mean, hey, I believe in fair is fair, you know, in regards to what has happened, you know, worse situation. That same situation that Donald was talking about, I'm privy to about that. But, you know, the hardest situation I would say that I've ever had to deal with within the industry is more so, you know, finding out that a model tells you, you know, or a client, that is, will tell you that they're only want to do one thing, and then, you know, you get them there, and then all of a sudden they're just blurting out, oh, I'll do this just because they heard the cash amount is, and the possibility of the cash amount going up even higher. You know, at the end of the day, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, just because the cash is being waved in front of you doesn't mean now, oh, all the morals that you had before, prior to the event or prior to the situation, you just throw it out the window just to get more cash in hand. That actually happened, you know, to us. You know, we went as far as to get everything booked for an individual, you know, and the individual decided that, hey, they want to do, you know, some things not this properly discussed with us, or even with the client that was booking them. And unfortunately for them, it didn't work out. It didn't work out for them. They were left stranded in that city. And as a management company, we're responsible for our clients. We had to go through, hurdles after hurdles to try to get this individual home. At the end of the day, it didn't work out for anybody, because everyone lost except for, of course, that client that may have gotten what they needed at the time.
And that just goes to the point, people. Hey, you got to think yourself a long term. Hey, who doesn't want to make money? But you got to think of yourself long term. If it's not part of a long term plan, don't mess it up. Especially when you deal with people who are professionals who know what the heck they're doing. So.
But see, that's the thing. A lot of them, the problem that I have, they ask you for help, but then they want to tell you how to help them. And my whole thing, if you can do it on your own, you don't need me. You know, don't ask me to help you get to the next level, then say, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, you don't need me.
Exactly. I've visited that myself too. I can't even sit here and act with the people. I've been watched. Hey, I need help. I don't understand what I'm doing. And I've been watching myself coach their behinds. They be acting real funny with me. Hey, I put it on blast. Y'all know me. I say it on Twitter. I say it on Facebook, whatever, because it is what it is. But at the end of the day, when those people need somebody that's really going to be in their corner, they always come back to me, because at the end of the day, I'm a person, like I said earlier, loyalty is a very key part of this industry. When you're loyal to somebody, things are always going to work the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
Most definitely. Now, go ahead, as far as any upcoming projects that y'all each have, go ahead and let everybody know.
That's a bracket.
Well, I mean, the current project that Gambit Management is working on, right now we have a lady group, lady girls group that we're working with our sister company out of the D.C. area, and the name of the group is called 5LP. We're working to try to get them. They're like a female version of Mindless Behavior. From the West Coast, we're working, you know, with them to try to, you know, hopefully get them on, you know, be the Disney or Nickelodeon. We're working feverishly to try to get them on the talk show circuits right now. Besides that, you know, we are working with a couple of clients right now who are working their way within their local area to regional levels. Right now, we've got a couple of people that are getting ready to take their first acting roles in a couple of upcoming projects, motion pictures as well as independent films. So that's what pretty much Gambit Management is working on. Of course, always, you know, looking to better ourselves within the industry, aligning ourselves with other entities to help position, you know, the entertainment industry as a place that you want to get involved with and not just, oh, get scammed, because there are a lot of different scam companies out there, of course. So that's pretty much what we're doing right now.
All right, that leaves a boy, Mr. Donald E.
Well, basically, I got the magazine, the Backside, Chocolate Bottoms, Nipples, and Oh, She's So, and Oh, She's Serious. John Blasingame, you know, like my agent said, that's a blessing, has contacted me and asked me for 20 copies of Nipples magazine, and I could probably get it printed and go to major publication. I just finished on the adult side, I just finished another, I actually had to redo it because Model pulled out of it, a DVD called Grime and Jordan Dawn, trying to get that out. I have one distributor, Sugar DVD, trying to get just Grime and Jordan Dawn, get them to pick it up. And then after that, I might get back into the music game. You know, they say I'm too old, but every time I go somewhere, people ask me, am I still doing music? So I might get back into that scene. I have a couple of movies that I actually want to shoot myself. One is called A Murder, and the other one is called A Boxer. You know, but that's farther down the line when I can have the grip to say, hey, girl, do this. Hey, dude, do this. You know, right now I can't say that. I'm like, I have to, can you do this for me? You know, but that's farther down the line. You know, there's some other stuff that I have planned that I want to do. You know, I basically want to be the black Hugh Hefner and Larry Flynt, because really on my level,
yeah,
really nobody's not doing it like they're doing it on my level. You know, nobody, I can't think of anybody really that's doing it like Larry Flynt and Hugh Hefner. And that's what I'm trying to do, where, you know, when a model comes to me and say, oh, you know, like Hugh Hefner, he'll give a model $1 million to come and shoot. You know, and that's why everybody run the Playboy. You know, Hustler pay him too, and that's what I want my Chocolate Bottom brand to get to, where if a model say, well, she ain't going to tell me no way, but if I want to shoot a model, say, well, this is how much I got, they won't have a problem shooting me. Because, you know, when I ask models to do some new stuff for me, they always tell me, oh, if it's not Playboy, I'm not doing it. But then I can go online and see their images. But that's name anyway, excuse my language. You know, that's what I'm, that's what's in the future for me. You know, if I want to call Teddy J and say, talk about nipples all week, and here goes some funds, you know, and he'll do that for me. That's what I'm trying to, you know, that's what I'm trying to get to, because nobody's not really on that level. You have a few photographers that I know of that, and I don't mind saying that you way better than I do, but they not. It don't seem like they doing anything with their craft. They not trying to get to that level. They just shooting images. You know, they got a couple of famous people, but what else? You know, I don't see them doing really nothing else with it. You know, I don't see their name. It's one guy that's my mentor, and that's John Bunch. John Bunch did the movie Biker Boy. That's a long time ago, but he did a movie. He also is a photographer, and he has magazine publications that he do other things. You know, that's what I'm trying to get to that level. You know, when they say Donald E, then, you know, besides just saying, oh, he do porn and that's all they think I do, I'm trying to get to another level. That's all I'm trying to say. When you hear Donald E, you know, okay, well, oh, that's the rapper, that's the dude, that's this, that. So like Jay-Z got his hand in everything, you know, I'm trying to do all of that.
Exactly.
I guess that answers your question.
That perfectly answers my question. And as I'm trying to look and see if Jerry comes to a close, I just, you know, two things I wanted to just thank y'all first off for coming to the show. But the other thing I wanted to thank y'all for each, because y'all have been a very, very key part of making help the movement go stronger and stronger. Starting with Donald. Donald is, you know, of course, a lot in this is actually ironic, because a lot of people that Mr. Brockett here works with, actually you shot, so it's that's actually a coincidental, and it's just great to see some of the people y'all, most of the people y'all sent me, and it's like, I'm like, man, I'm just, and it's tripped me out because also all these models are from, like, different areas, so that shows me that y'all are, like, doing networking on a huge scale. And I also want to thank Donald because of the fact that he took his time out. He was like, man, I remember he hit me up before the article was actually published. He hit me up like months ahead of time. He was like, Shetty, I want you to write an article for me. It's like, all right. And I remember I was thinking, I was like, okay, I'm going to write it. And then I just kept going on and on and on. It took me forever to get to the point of just really getting out of my writer's block. And when I got out of it, I came up with what I have now. And it's just a blessing to be, you know, for him to be the first person to take an article like that and put it into his magazine before anybody else has. I've approached many other people before, and it's just a blessing to have to see you make that happen for me.
Anytime, man. Yeah, when I blow up, when I call you, and I'm like, I need a writer, don't be like,
I'm going to be crunk, you know. That's something, like I told you before, I was like, that's actually, you know, contrary to a lot of people's beliefs, that's actually what I wanted to do before I even started doing radio. So actually, I always wanted to work for a magazine. So it's actually it's ironic that it just so happened to happen. And then, of course, the mega manager is sure in there. Man, it's just, you know, like I definitely thank you because, like, for instance, he, like I said, a lot of models that he's worked with, like, of all the modeling and management groups and agencies I came across, nobody has been on the level of him of, man, okay, let me see who I can send to be part of Lumen X. Let me see who I can send to be part of Lumen X. He never says no. I don't have to go through all these hoops to work for the people that he has. And some people, it's like, you say, hey, let me help do your job with you so you don't have to do as much work. That's basically, in a nutshell, what I'm telling them. And then it's so personal, like, oh, no, man. So I thank you for just giving me a chance to work with so many great people. And, you know, also, I remember, and actually something recently just happened, you know, one thing, like you said earlier, and you actually just said this earlier about networking, get to know how to network. And part of that, too, is when you have people that you are loyal with, when people come and ask you, okay, I need this, you send those people to those people that you work with, putting the time, putting the work. And somebody asks me for a manager, I say, okay, bam, I know somebody that's a good manager. Let me send you him or whatnot. So I think he didn't waste his time. He's like, yeah, shoot, go ahead, man, definitely send him to me. He didn't play any games. He went straight to it. So I definitely thank you as well for that, man.
Okay, Jay, I mean, it's not a problem. I mean, we all, I can't stress this enough on the line, is that, you know, we're all, you know, trying to get better. We're all trying to get better. We can't, and we're never telling anyone that we know it all. I mean, and I'm always forced to say, if I don't know it, give me some time, I'll get back to you. You know, sometimes it might be a little bit longer than quoted or stated, but I try to do my best to try to get the information as fast as I can or try to get the information. And on top of that, you know, I'm a humble dude. I put on my pants, like you said, like all of us online tonight. And, you know, I feel like when you become unapproachable, that's when, you know, normally, generally, that's when the future ends because of the simple fact you feel like you're too good now to talk, you're too good to do this now. Okay, you got to remember, you got to start someplace, and we all have to start someplace in order to get where we're trying to get to.
Exactly. Well, most definitely. let everyone know if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can always check it out a million times if you want to. Just go to one of the various places, Blog Talk Radio.